Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear. You know, I love Africa, but Somaliland at that time is hard to explain. As I've said, it's just like landing in the Old Testament in our small Red Cross airplane. We buzzed the runway to get the goats and the camels off of it that hadn't starved to death. And we landed, and I had to walk past this shed, maybe 20 feet long, 8 feet high, with a rusted corrugated iron sheet roof and some kind of boards on the sides and backs. And there is, stacked in that entire shed, 8 to 10 feet high AK-47s, RPGs, mortars, rockets, hand grenades, it's stacked on top of each other, and there's a guy sleeping on top of them on a blanket. And that's the first photo that I had in my mind when I got off the Red Cross plane, and we went through whatever they called immigration in Somaliland, and you go through all that hassle. What I had done back in Kenya is some of my believers, my friends who were believers, told me about an orphanage in Hargeisa, and that they would try to get word to that orphanage, could I visit them, run by some Europeans, and get a feel for what work in Somalia would be like. And the folks sent word back, how, I don't know. Come on, and we'll take you around, and you can work with us for a few weeks if you get here. And so when I got to the airport and got through whatever was, quasi-government, I've got stamps in my passport from all over the world of countries that don't exist anymore. And so I got through that and found this taxi. Now, taxi. How can you explain the taxi in Somalia? Anyway, I said, I asked him about the orphanage. He knew the orphanage. And so we took off through the bush to this orphanage inside of Hargeisa. Now, Hargeisa, Somaliland, it's the Isak people, or the Isa people. But Hargeisa, a city I think of around 70,000 people, are like in a bowl with a mountain ranges around them. It just, it's a beautiful picture until Siad Barre, these guys try to succeed, British Somaliland tried to succeed away from Somalia. So the dictator, Siad Barre, sent his airplanes up there just to bomb the city to pieces until he could also get his artillery around the top of this bowl of the city, and they just blew them back into prehistory. When I got there, I was told a city of 70,000 people, and they only knew of 7 houses whose roofs had not been destroyed by the Civil War.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.